Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. I'm in virtual company of Florian Weggorn, program manager of the Berlinale Italian 2021. Welcome back on Fred, Florian. It's a pleasure to at least hear you again.
Yes, very nice to be reconnected with you and your audience. Really good. It gives me a good festival feeling now.
Yeah, no, yet you know that there are certain habits that we should pursue and carry on, even if this year everything will be virtual. But we're still here. We're still interested in the talents and the talents. I don't want to say like something that conventional, but it's true. Is the future of cinema? Is working on the future of cinema? So that least we could do, like participate.
Exactly.
So first of all, how was this year? I mean, how did you experience this year in terms of, you know, the planning of these talents?
Yeah, a very interesting time, of course, but I don't tell you something super surprising, I guess, because the least we can say in these times is that they are interesting. So,
yeah.
Of course, they have also been very challenging in many, many different ways, and I think that's also very clear to everyone here listening. But for the Berlinale, and in particular for Berlinale talents, it was never a doubt that we need to come back, that we need to stay, and that we need to adjust ourselves. And in a way, I would say Berlinale Talent is kind of a speedboat within that big Berlinale structure, has the advantage of being very flexible. So we have to reinvent ourselves every year anyway. So because, as you said, so being part of that collective of filmmakers raising different kind of questions and needs every year, we always look into what is needed, what is asked for, and what is offered, of course, from the film industry, and adjust our programs accordingly. This year, we changed a lot, so even a bit more than in other years, but I wouldn't say that Berlinale Talents is totally different to other years before. It's just on time.
Yeah, that leads me to the question that I always ask, but I'm particularly interested that this year, it is the theme of this year's edition, which is dreams. So why dreams, and how are you going to develop that?
Oh, because we love to dream.
Yeah.
And, and also, of course, we know and found out that dreaming per se as a process, of digesting, processing, dreaming on, envisioning ideas is something which is not unlike to the film world itself, or to the way how we watch films, even in the cinema. So the Dream Factory cinema and everything around that well-known term, that is, of course, a good starting point to make and a good reason to make Berlinale Talents topic 2021 Dreams. But coming back a little bit also to the situation in which we are, of course, we've been asked, what can we do in this particular time? What is and how can we further on think about the future if you sometimes even don't know what tomorrow will look like? So it has become a bit complicated to envision your future every now and then. We'll do it, but it also comes with fears, with worries, sometimes hopes, hopefully. But with the dreams, it's a bit different. So because within that given framework of a dream, everything starts with what you are and what you've experienced. You can only dream about something that you've experienced somehow, but what you dream about is always new. So because it's reconnected, it's reframed, it's repositioned in a way on all time and spatial matters. So you're totally free within that given framework. And we thought that is a good way, a good metaphor also, of course, to work on in this particular year. The shelf, the framework is giving you safeness. So you can dream in this, and within that world, you can be totally free. And I think that is also something that makes our next week and also the dream on, so what's happened afterwards, a very, very fruitful process for the talents. But one last word about it. So dreaming is about bending time and space. and thinking about how Berlinale talents look like this year with both the audience, the public audience, and of course the talents spread over all countries around the world through all the different time zones, 65 different countries in the talents group alone. Wow. So we need to dream a lot so that we connect there.
Yeah, but I like the idea that all this situation that we're going through could be used also as an occasion, let's say, to experience new things, you know, new ways of reaching people or reaching filmmakers, but not only, also the audience. I mean, like, in a way, this virtual way of stay connected of the Berlinale talents could be something that could be experienced in the future, even when we hopefully will go back to do everything physically in presence. I mean,
yes, certainly. So I we know that during the process of preparing Berlinale talents, the question we raised to ourselves and to the talents and to our experts and to everyone was always, what's the essence of an event that we've made so far? So because creating a gathering, creating a talk, creating a party even, it's not necessarily because you want to make a party. It's because there is some deeper meaning behind that. And we took that essence, we found that essence, and we said, okay, it's actually to create a connection which is personal, or it is to exchange and change your perspective or something. And then we gave that, then we defined something like a new framework or a new bottle for that essence around, which is working in these times. But very soon, and also I would stress that, so Berlinale Talents doesn't go online or doesn't go virtual or something like that. It goes everywhere. So it, that means we have never been in so many places at one at the same time. So I don't want to turn everything into an advantage, because meeting and having everyone here in Berlin has, of course, been the best we are always hoping for. But now that the situation is like this, in terms of cultural exchange, in terms of changing your perspective, in terms of crossing barriers and borders, all these kind of convictions Berlinale Talents is working with, yeah, it's fine. We are everywhere. So, and this also goes to many, many of the events. So the people will bring in more of their worlds than a virtual background in Zoom.
Plus, I read that the audience and the talents will be able to, let's say, stay together in this in the Auhebel Theater that you transformed, thanks to set designer Uli Anischke, into a digital set.
Yeah, that's right. So that was also one thing we always wanted to make sure, and I think we had some time. Not that we had enough time, but I think we had some time to test the waters of virtual events, because we are in a different situation now, and also the expectations, both from the public audience and also, of course, from the talents and ourselves, is different to, let's say, last year, June, also, where festivals have just been surviving, so coming back to Zoom, to any other platform as soon as possible. So, but in the meantime, the people want to and should get something more than this. So, and one point to make that physical experience of Berlinale Talents and what it brings alive in this virtual format is that we decided the space itself will remain the how. And we don't shy away that we are there. We don't shy away that it is made by human beings. It is made by us. So we break, in a way, the illusion, and we will build up a film set instead of a studio, meaning that you can see actually how the thing is produced while experiencing it. So you will see all the lighting. You will see the cables. You will see even the people who are allowed there. So that it is a bit like to a film studio or to a not, I would say, even more film set, which is once again also a framework, I think, which fits very, very well with the experiences our talents make throughout their normal lives. And so we will be there. The moderators will be in the room. Of course, everything is like super safe. and so we are well tested. We keep the distance. We wear the masks and so on. But on the other side, I think in the deepest core, it will be a very, very physical experience also for those outside.
Starting on March 1st, there will be everyday events that people and the talents, the 205 invited talents, can attend virtually. This year, there's a lot of important guests, as every year. Even if virtually, you can count on the participation of a lot of experts.
Yes, definitely. And I think I'm very happy that you stressed that. So because from the very beginning, when the decision was made that Berlinale in general starts with an industry event in March and then goes on and moves on to the public event in June, we decided together with the colleagues that within that industry event, the Berlinale still needs to do something for the public audience and open their doors for those who are interested in film, being filmmakers outside there in the world, students, but also, of course, everyone who simply loves film and wants to look into behind the curtains of how they are made and what is discussed there. And for that, Berlinale Talents decided to keep on doing the public sessions on berlinale-talents.de every day, free of charge this time, so even easier to go and see and visit this. We have a program of 3 public sessions per day. As always, I think these 3 sessions per day give you different insights. So it's not so much changed in that respect. So if there is Kirsten Johnson coming, the camera person, and director, or if Celine Kiammer is coming, and speaking about her dreams and her storytelling, is Ava DuVernay is there, Api Chatpong, Veraseta Kool, all those people who are kind of connected to the worlds of dreams from very different angles, will come and be there, and also, of course, embark on Q&As digitally this year for public audience and both the tenants.
We've been talking about that in the previous years and about the participation of the talents and the percentage between, male and females. If you remember, we were also talking about the fact that last year, if I remember correctly, there were even more female participants than male. And this year, the number, it's more or less the same. So this means that something definitely went on and it's stabilizing.
Definitely.
Let's say.
Yeah. It's stabilizing. Once again, and I can only stress that every year, so these numbers occur to us. So it is not because we're sitting in the selection room and we say, okay, let's find more women than men, or more participants who consider themselves male or female or something else. It simply happens. And we're very happy about that. So because quality and the capacity to interact and also the willingness, of course, to move on in your own career, these are criteria we are putting up in the forefront. And the more diverse the group becomes, the better for us. So because we are, of course, not perfect in that respect. So the way how selections like this nowadays come together is something which is luckily, I would say, questioned actively within the teams, but also from outside. So the question, who is actually the gatekeeper of those initiatives like ours, also festivals in general or other training initiatives? So, and we have to be questioned in that respect and we have to change. So, but on the other side, I think we can also look and see the results and let those people speak in numbers. So that they can say, yes, actually, I feel represented and respected here. And this is my way how I perceive the film industry from my perspective of being a woman or being a man or being someone else or a filmmaker simply. So as diverse as possible and as different as possible, I would say, every year. So we will never reach that goal of being, let's say, perfect. So we will constantly move on.
What was the biggest challenge of these year talents for you, and what do you hope for this year's edition?
We hope for hope to make it
like
very
that.
Easy. So because in these days, I think that is a valuable and very powerful source of energy. So if people have hope, if people dream on in the best way of how our topic invites them to, then we are already achieved a big step. Of course, in practical terms, we hope that the connection between everyone, including the public audience and us, will take place in a, let's say, comparable way. It will be a different, but a comparably way. When we open the worlds of Berlinale Talents to public audiences, it means that we also let you in. So, which has been a big challenge to think about how can this actually be orchestrated in a way that is similar to the experience you have when you're sitting in the Hebel Theater normally and you can raise your hand and then you are in conversation with Helen Mirren or Cate Blanchett or with someone else you're interested in. And we said, let's keep that possibilities open and also be a bit courageous in that respect. So, for example, we invite the audience, also the public audience, to become part of our webinars in these public sessions, connect with the talents, connect with the moderator and, of course, the experts. When it's up to censorship, we have a very long and very intensive session coming up on Friday, which is dealing with censorship and the self-censorship, the consequences, in a way, of oppressive systems. And we hope that the people come in numbers and that the people challenge us also in a way with their contributions positively and also with some applause, hopefully, in the end.
Florian, good luck for this 19th edition of Berlinale Talents. We will follow all your events, and I really hope that even if in the last years we always said we will bump into each other, I really hope that next year we will talk about this year in a different way, and we'll be able to, let's say, sum up all the things we learned and the thing that we look for in the future. So
thank you very
good
much.
Luck to
thank
you and to us and to all the cinema family out there.
Yeah, I wish you also all the best and give my best to your cinema family. It's very nice to be reconnected. Thank you.
And we've been talking to Florian Weggern, program manager of the 19th edition of Berlinale Talent. This is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.